At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warmer, friendly hello. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. We've got a great podcast for you. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by Sean Zrill. Truth be told, we did this interview prior to the start of game number 4, and for those that watch game number 4, you know that that got out of hand very, very early, but that said, we're going to be taking a look at the overall tenor of the series right now, what the Rangers' injuries do to them, because we did see Max Scherzer along with Adolis Garcia get replaced, as now Brock Burke along with Ezekiel Duren are on the Rangers roster to replace those two gentlemen, how that affects them, how he is taking a look at game 5 of the World Series with it being Mr. Zach Gallen going up against Nathan Eovaldi, and then I'm going to give you guys my picks and analysis in the second part of the show as we touch them all for game number 5 of the World Series. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you, for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to fire those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline at @GNet_81. Keep in mind, letters CM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline, and the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you are able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via the 5-star review, and this is a game that got completely out of hand very, very early in the World Series, so let's take a look at how we got a very lopsided result, and now the Rangers are now leading in the World Series by a count of 3-1.
A game from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
Now, I am doing this in the bottom of the 6th inning with the Arizona Diamondbacks threatening just a tad, and they just grounded into a double play, so they are no longer threatening just a tad, as after 6 innings, the Rangers are up by a count of 10-1. I have to pre-record this a little bit because of Greg Peterson experience. That is from midnight to 3 Eastern time, 9 to midnight Pacific, but this is a game that went over the total, and the Rangers are currently up by a count of 10-1. They got 5 very solid innings out of Andrew Heaney, giving up 1 run. Right now, Dane Dunning is out there, and you got to figure that he's going to go for multiple innings. As for the Rangers, this game really was put into a chokehold slash a hammerlock, if you will, with 2 home runs. Marcus Semien, who has been struggling all postseason long, he goes deep off of Luis Frias. That was a 3-run shot in the 3rd inning, and then Corey Seager, his 3rd of the World Series, his 6th of the postseason, off of Kyle Nelson in the 2nd inning. As for the Arizona Diamondbacks, they actually were not trailing until the 2nd inning. They got Joe Mantiply to give a scoreless inning, and then got in a little bit of trouble. He would ultimately give up 1 run, and then Miguel Castro was all over the place, gave up 3 runs while getting just 1 out of the bullpen. Kyle Nelson allows 1 of those home runs, gives up 3 runs, only 1 of which was earned as he was hurt by a Christian Walker error along the way. And then Luis Frias, he gives up the other of those home runs, all 3 of his runs run earned. And as of right now, Ryan Nelson holding down the 4-for-3 scoreless innings for Arizona, but too little too late in the Diamondbacks. They currently have 5 men stranded on base to the Rangers 1. So the Rangers have been very opportunistic in game number 4. They are going to take a 3-1 series lead, and that means that that overs are now leading in the postseason. 19 overs, 18 unders, and 3 pushes. We've seen road teams just continue to absolutely dominate as road teams 25-15 on the money line here in the postseason, and most places close as the Diamondbacks being a favorite, and that would bring underdogs to 25-14 on the money line, with one game being a relative pick'em. So that's what we're getting in the World Series right now, and that's how the Texas Rangers are currently up by a commanding 3-1 with regards to the World Series, and a man that is in great command with giving out great baseball picks, a man that does an amazing job being able to take a look at this fine sport. That would be our good friend Sean Zerow of Action Network. His projections with regards to both baseball and UFC. As we know, baseball coming to an end in the next few days, but Sean keeps himself busy year-round, much like he does an amazing job with baseball. He also does a terrific job with the UFC as well over there at Action Network. And you're able to follow Sean on Twitter/X at his first and last name, Sean Zerillo. That last name is spelled Z-E-R-I-L-L-O. And keep in mind, it's S-E-A-N on Sean, because you've got a couple spellings for Sean. And it's always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Greg. You also have Sean Figgins, C-H-O-N-E. It is S-E-A-N, not like Sean Figgins, or not S-H-A-W-N like Sean Green. But yeah, the normal spelling as far as I'm concerned, but not the phonetic spelling.
It's the one that I'm most used to as well, and it's been great to be able to get you aboard all season long. And we are doing this behind the curtain before game number 4 was able to wrap up, but fortunately, this is one of these rare games where we know what we're getting with regards to the starters. We know that it's going to be Zach Allen going for the Arizona Diamondbacks. We know that's going to be Nathan Eovaldi going for the Rangers, unless if we see a repeat of 2018. We have seen Nathan Eovaldi pitch in super-duper long relief. I am not expecting that to happen in this game, but how do you view this game number 5? Because if you look at how these two starters performed in game number 1, you saw Nathan Eovaldi have his struggles in that game number 1, and if it wasn't for Corey Seager's 9th inning home run, Zach Allen gets a win in that one.
Yeah, I bet on Arizona and the under in game 1. I bet on the under too early. It moved up. I believe it opened at 8.5, moved down to 8. I think I bet it at 8 at plus money. Ended up moving back up to 8.5 by close. Obviously, both of those numbers lost in the 9th inning, but I was also on Arizona. So I anticipate that I will be on Arizona in game 5. It's a bit more difficult. I'm going to handicap the full game line, you know, with the bullpen game slated for game 4, right? That both teams had 2 days off headed into game 1. So slightly different situation in terms of figuring out exactly where you want to line that game. But I made Arizona plus 133 on the road in game 1. And if you're flipping that around to a home park, 7-8% for home field advantage. So plus 133, just do the odds right here. Plus 133 is about 43%. So flipping home field, you would expect to have them between even money and minus 110 in terms of a projection. Now, the way the market settled for the game 1 price, Texas closed about minus 150. And you would anticipate if you were to move the same starters, everything being the same, moving from being Texas at home to Arizona at home, that line should probably be closer to Texas minus 110. So we'll see how the bullpen shake out, how teams, you know, play it. If Arizona falls behind early in terms of game 4, if Arizona falls behind early, I think they're just going to stick with the plan and use basically every arm in that bullpen to try to win this game, because you can't fall behind 3-1. But if Texas falls behind early in game 4, there's a chance they may just let Andrew Heaney eat it. I think the Adelis Garcia injury certainly skews things as well. That's certainly going to adjust the pricing for game 5 as well. But if you were to just take the exact same game from game 1, translating it to a different park for game 5, Texas, I would expect to be about minus 110 after the Garcia injury, assuming he's not going to play. I'm assuming you might get even money on Texas, and this is probably just going to be a pick'em in the betting market, maybe when it opens. But I'm hoping I can get plus 110, plus 105, maybe even money on the Diamondbacks in game 5. As I said, I bet them in game 1. I thought the line was a little bit overinflated their way, and I'm hoping it's still just overinflated their way in game 5.
Yep, and to your point, literally 5 minutes before we came on this podcast, Adolis Garcia got taken off the roster. He has been replaced by Ezekiel Duran, who, I mean, he's a capable bat, but I think we can both agree that's a big power downgrade for a Texas Rangers team, of which one of their best attributes is their power.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen, like, teams over the past 5 years win postseason games at 83, 84% clip when they out-homer their opponents. It does sort of even the power discrepancy between these two teams, on top of the fact that Max Scherzer is now a mystery for Game 7. So Arizona, to me, has the better bullpen, not only in terms of just the better bullpen in a vacuum, but also the better bullpen in terms of the matchups Texas's bullpen, when you look into the splits with guys like Chapman, obviously a lefty, but even Josh Spores has reverse splits. They're a more functional bullpen against lefties than they are against righties. And I've been waiting for them to melt down all series, essentially. I anticipate that it's going to come at some point. They've been vastly overachieving in the playoffs as a bullpen. They have about a 6.5-7% strikeout minus walk rate. They're routinely walking guys to lead off innings and then getting double plays to bail out of it. So at some point, one of those hits is going to come after back-to-back walks to lead off an inning. Hopefully the Diamondbacks can get to their bullpen in game four. But I think over the remainder of their series, that matchup thing where they have the arms to shut down Carroll with their high leverage relievers, but I don't really think against the Diamondbacks righty heavy lineup, it's the best matchup for Texas. So if this series extends and Max Scherzer is a huge question mark for game seven, maybe he gets replaced off the roster as well.
He actually just has been replaced by Brock Burke.
He has been replaced, too. Yeah. So we literally started this podcast like right as all this news is happening. I would anticipate they'll try to save Gray for game seven then if they can. But I mean, it just makes the pitching matchup like relatively even, if not tilt towards Arizona without Fott's been pitching. I've had to upgrade Fott substantially, and I think he's an ace headed into 2024. I'd want Fott in all fantasy leagues, just absolutely everywhere. I think Fott is a lead. The way he was able to get through that Rangers lineup kind of impressed me. I thought he was going to walk guys and have trouble getting chases, but he really did.
Yeah, with Brandon Fott, I've had to make a massive upgrade to him as well as joining me on the show. We do have Sean's really does amazing work over at Action Network. And with regards to the series, I do think that it is pretty earth-shattering, the fact that we've got both Max Scherzer and Adolis Garcia, we just explained, out of the fold. And I still do think that the Diamondbacks are up against it a little bit. No doubt about it. If they don't win game number four, then it's really a case where even with all these injuries, they are certainly looking like a team that's going to be really up against it. But that said, I do think that it is very big that I now see how the full now with Max Scherzer being out, being replaced by Brock Burke. That means that with regards to the Texas Rangers, they are really going to need to piecemeal things together if they do make it to a game number seven. And though they are going to have home field advantage, we have seen the Texas Rangers actually be substantially better on the road than they have been at home this offseason and this postseason. And I do think that it just causes in general for a little bit more even series with the news that broke on Tuesday.
It was about a 3% adjustment for me. I had pulled both guys off the roster after what I had seen. You know, it's a bit of a gamble, right? When you don't know what is handicappers, sometimes we have to take the information we have available to us. And I spent an entire summer not just, you know, collecting data on defensive players and, you know, not handicapping, but highlighting information and box scores that is more detailed, working for a company called Sports Info Solutions that supplies a lot of advanced data to all of the websites that people use, like Fangraphs and ESPN. But a large part of that, too, was diagnosing injuries on the fly and severity of injury, you know, not actually diagnosing a guy with an oblique strain, even though it was very obvious to me that that's what happened to Garcia, but more so diagnosing severity of injury. And it was just very apparent looking at both guys and the body language that they were done. I had to pull them both off the roster, and I would have made Texas about 72% favorites with a 2-1 lead, assuming Scherzer and Garcia were both healthy. But with both guys removed from the roster, I downgraded them by about 3% over the remainder of the series. So I have Texas at 69% with a 2-1 lead headed into game three. If they pull ahead and go to 3-1, I'll make them 89%, again, with Scherzer and Garcia already off the roster. Obviously, the bullpens could continue to swing things even more, but it really just comes down to the splits and the back-end relievers for Texas. I don't think they're as well set up to deal with Arizona's lineup as they were a lineup like Houston's. They needed to go after Tucker and Alvarez. They just have better relievers for those guys than they do for guys like Tommy Pham and Lourdes Gurriel. But also their middle relievers, Dunning and John Gray. And now if Gray has to be, you know, their seven starter, their game seven starter, it's Brock Burke. So the middle relievers, the bridge to get to that back end, are just converted starters. It's Martin Perez. It's guys who you don't want to be really using other than for mop-up duty. I think that is a big advantage for Arizona as well. All their guys are used to pitching out of the bullpen. Texas's guys are mostly converted starters in the middle innings.
Yep, and I do think that that's really big as well, because the way that you prepare as a starter versus the way that you prepare as a bullpen piece, I've talked to quite a few former pitchers about this, it's very, very different, and trying to make that transition on the fly, it is not easy, to say the least. As Sean Zarillo does great work over at Action Network, is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. And Sean, in terms of the total for game number five, because we were talking a little bit more about the side, it feels like both you and I are thinking we're going to get a little bit of an edge with Arizona. Obviously, hard to say that for certain until you see those opening numbers, but I'm with you. I did bet Arizona game number one on the money line. Fortunately, I was on the over, and that home run helped out quite a bit, but that money line sting was certainly there with the Arizona Diamondbacks. But how would you gauge a total for this game number five, knowing that Adolis Garcia is now going to be out of the fold, and also knowing that Zach Gallen has just been quite a bit of a different pitcher at home rather than on the road this season?
Gallen's also just kind of struggled more so, you know, down the stretch in the second half. I think he might, and in the playoffs, I think he might just be a little bit worn down. He doesn't really have the type of stuff to get the Rangers to chase. He has to pound the zone a little bit, and that doesn't seem like a strategy that has worked as well. If you don't have the stuff to, like, blow it by these Rangers hitters at the top of the zone, it is a little bit more difficult. Obviously, Jankowski being in there for Adolis Garcia changes things slightly. But again, like, if the Diamondbacks are going to use all of their lefties and all of their relievers in game four, it just puts more pressure on Gallen to go deeper in game five. So I make the total about 8.9, obviously dependent on the roof, as always, in Chase Field. I have not adjusted for the umpire yet. Need to look into the umpire data for game five. I make the total about 8.9. I would assume it opens either 8.5 juiced up or a flat nine based on where I have it projected. And it seemed like it was ultimately pretty fair with where it settled for game one. I just ended up being on the wrong side of the movement.
But I do view Arizona as being a little bit more of a pitcher's ballpark than Texas. We have seen in Texas just harebrained games in general, and even with the roof open in Arizona, if we do get that, I just have been viewing this Arizona ballpark, and it has been playing a little bit more pitcher-friendly. It is a little bit deeper, so that should be able to help out a fly ball pitcher like Zach Gallen, who has been giving up quite a bit of harder contact this season as well. So
I just worry the day after a bullpen game, sorry to interject, Greg, but I just worry the day after a bullpen game, you do have the off day right after game five, but there's the potential, like in game two, to where Martin Perez just sort of got hung out to dry and gave up late runs and burned that under. I feel like there's a potential for that to happen in game four or five as well, where one of these teams just like writes off the loss and looks forward to the next day. So I could see like one of these starters, Heaney or maybe a mop-up guy, just sort of ruining the under with some late runs.
Especially if it's 2-2, because if it's 3-1, the team that is down 3-1, we know that 100%. They are not leaving anyone out to dry. We know that they are doing everything humanly possible to try to get that thing back to Texas. So I do think that that is an important aspect. And Sean, you're doing an amazing job taking a look at this World Series. I mentioned it as well. Once the MLB season is done, your season is not done, because you do a great job with the UFC. And I know you do a great job just all throughout the year with regards to your futures bets as well, taking a look at what you're going to be betting in terms of the 2024 awards market and so much more as well. So love the good people at home know what's all on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Sean Zarillo. Just Google my name with Action Network, and I'm sure you will find my entire article archive as well. And for the remainder of the World Series, you should check out the Payoff Pitch podcast. We will have podcasts every weekday throughout the remainder of the playoffs. So not much time left of the baseball season, but if you want your baseball content, we'll have you covered every day.
Sean does an amazing job day in and day out all throughout the entirety of the season of taking a look at this game that we know and love every single time he's joined this podcast throughout the season. As always, lent amazing insights. It is always great to get Sean aboard. A big thanks to Sean Zarillo for joining me on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast they give you my picks and analysis for game five of the World Series as we touch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Sports Betting Innovative Analytics has taken the guesswork and emotion out of sports betting to bring you an innovative and trustworthy resource to enhance your journey to becoming a winning player. With industry-leading money-back guarantee options backed by their sophisticated modeling, they want to introduce you to a system that's not widely seen or available to help you beat the bookmaker. Specializing in NBA, college basketball, and WNBA, your first week is always free. Get started at SBIA1.com today.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. Always good to be able to get Sean Zarillo aboard. He does amazing work taking a look at the great game of baseball. He has been joining me all season long, and I mean it when I say it. Take a look at his UFC work as well. He does an amazing job on that front, so much like I do college basketball when baseball's out of season, he does UFC pretty much all throughout the year because UFC is one of the ultimate 12 months out of the year sports, and he does an amazing job on both of those fronts with his projections, and has been great to be able to get him aboard all season long. Big thanks to Sean for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you my picks and analysis for game number 5 of the World Series as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter /X feed at GNN_D1. Very easy to go in Las Vegas rotation order when we've got one game. So let us dive in on 9:55, 9:56 on the betting board. It is the Walker Texas Rangers. They're on the road. They're facing off against the Arizona Diamondbacks with Zach Gallen going for the Saints. Nathan Eovaldi is going for the Rangers. With the nature of the World Series, because I do have to record this before the Greg Peterson Experience, which is 9 to midnight Pacific time, midnight to 3 Eastern time on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Do have to do this while we are still awaiting openers, but unless if something unforeseen happens, I'm pretty sure my TK Network write-up is going to be on the Diamondbacks money line. I personally have set them at a minus 128. We were talking about it a little bit before with the Adolis Garcia injury for the Texas Rangers. That's massive because while the Texas Rangers could throw out their lineup when he was in there where he was the only guy that during the regular season hit below a 258, He is their top home run hitter, and he had hit a home run in five straight games before the last two games they'd actually played in the World Series. Now they have Ezekiel Duren in the fold, which he's not a bad hitter. He was able to hit a double-figure amount of homers. He does a good job being able to move the line, but that's a pretty substantial downgrade for a Texas Rangers team, which has relied upon power all season long. This is a top-four team with regards to home runs on a per-at-bat basis, and you do want to be mindful that with the Texas Rangers, they do see quite a bit of a drop with regards to their power numbers when they're on the road rather than when they are at home. At home for the Texas Rangers, number two in the big leagues with regards to home runs on a per-at-bat basis, 20th on the road. That is regular season and postseason combined. And while you can have your fear of Zach Gallen starting to wear down, he has given up 3+ runs in each out of his last three starts here in the postseason. He has been substantially better at home rather than on the road. And here in the postseason, he's only had one home start. That was against the Philadelphia Phillies. And the Phillies at the time were pretty hot, and then they cooled down towards the back half of that series. But you take a look at what Gallen has been able to do all season long at home. 2.67 ERA, 0.75 home runs, and 1.7 walks allowed per nine innings compared to a 4.52 ERA on the road with 1.3 home runs and 2.8 walks allowed per nine innings. Meanwhile, got someone named Nathan Eovaldi that if you want to date it back to September 1st across his last 11 starts, he has a 5.82 ERA with just under 1.8 home runs allowed per nine innings, and he has given up at least 3 runs in 7 out of his last 10 starts. No doubt about it. He's pitched much better here in October than he did in September when he had the north of 9 ERA in October. It's been more of a 3.52 ERA, but you have to wonder if he's wearing down a little bit as well, because he was dealing with an injury towards back half of the season as well, and both of these teams had to exhaust so many bullpen pieces in that game number 4, but you really do give the leg up to the Arizona Diamondbacks with this aspect as well. With the Arizona Diamondbacks, you date it back to September 1st, and this has been a top 5 bullpen with regards to ERA. 2.48 ERA, 0.9 home runs per 9 innings allowed. As a matter of fact, that's number 3 in the big leagues, while the Rangers bullpen in this exact same time span, going into game number 4, by the way, 4.65 ERA, 1.4 home runs allowed per 9 innings, and now with Max Scherzer being out of the fold, it's a little bit more of a hands-on-deck approach for the team, with John Gray being thrown a little bit off-kilter as well. So you've got a lot of aspects that are a little bit less favorable for the Rangers. Now, they still have the better offense. You still have Corey Seager going into game number 4, already had a pair of home runs in the series, including a big one in game number 1. You still have been able to have so many guys like an Evan Carter be able to move the line, but Marcus Semien has been cold as well. Both of these teams have a struggling slugger that if either of these guys are able to bust out, it can be a little bit of a difference maker in the series. You had Marcus Semien entering into game number 4, hitting below the Mendoza line of 200 with one home run here in the postseason. Christian Walker has been hitting right around about a 170 going into game number 4 with just one home run and over 50 at-bats of his own. Meanwhile, you've had Ketel Marte, who entered into game number 4 on that just ridiculous 19-game hit streak. He has been so consistent for this Arizona Diamondbacks team. Diamondbacks draw a few fewer walks than the Texas Rangers, but they make do for it with the fact that they are a top 3 team in the big leagues with regards to stolen bases, so that's pretty massive. Now with the Diamondbacks, they are a little bit more of a swing and miss team here in the postseason. They've been averaging about 9 strikeouts per game, so that is something that I see a little bit fearful with them. But the bottom of the fold, with Alec Thomas entering into game number 4 with 4 home runs, Geraldo Perdomo, Emmanuel Rivera, along with Thomas, who I just mentioned, these guys being able to do a nice job moving the line with Perdomo and Rivera both hitting above a 285. That's massive for this team, because with the Rangers, I was mentioning it, 1-9, you really don't get a break with this lineup, even without having Ezekiel Duren in the fold. You've had guys like Jonah Heim and company be able to step up. Nathaniel Lowe, I think that he's due to be able to bust out, entered into game number 4, hitting right around the Mendoza line of 200 along with Leody Taveras here in the postseason. But you know that those two guys are very solid hitters, and you've been able to get 3 home runs this postseason out of Josh Young as well. He's done a pretty solid job hitting about a 285, so it's such an interesting ordeal with the Arizona Diamondbacks. They've scored fewer runs at home rather than on the road, about 4.7 runs per game on the road this season, compared to about 4.4 runs per game at home going into game number 4 at home during the postseason for the Arizona Diamondbacks, just over 3 runs per game, but yet they've been able to win quite a few of those home postseason games with their pitching, and I think that Zach Gallen going to be able to lock it down. A semi-total at an 8.3, so 8 or less, going to be taking a look at the over, 8.5 or higher to the under. You got to figure that both of these teams are going to utilize their more trustworthy pieces out of the bullpen in game number 4 for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Kevin Ginkle, along with Paul Sewald, your main guys. But I just have a little bit more faith in the likes of Miguel Castro, Luis Frias, rather than the Texas Rangers, that when they have to throw out there someone like a Will Smith who gets jiggy with it, that's not great. Aroldis Chapman, we've seen his postseason struggles, other than Jose Leclerc. Hard to have a lot of faith in this team. Though I will say, bringing in Brock Burke, we've seen some flashes of brilliance from him. We've also seen him have his issues as well. So lots to be able to take a look at. But with regards to DK Network write-up pick, if I can get the Diamondbacks at a minus 125 or less, which I'll be honest here, I am fully banking on that. I'm going to be writing them up as I set the Diamondbacks at a minus 128 and then 8 or less. Going to be taking a look at the over 8.5 prior to the under. And that will wrap things up for the Wednesday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Big thanks to Sean Cyril of Action Network for joining me in the last segment. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, the Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is by Twitter/X timeline at GNN_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, the name does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season. And this means that I'll be coming back at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.